You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It's time to get happy. So we're going to talk to the happiest guy I know, Mike Musselman.
Happy?
Yeah, what's up, happy man?
Oh, man. Got a big drawn all morning. Did you finally get those things?
I did. I looked at all six of them. I thought I was going to get one picture of the cabinets that Mike's designing now that he's going to make them himself. I got like 15 pictures of cabinets. I'm like,
No, that's all cabinets. That's, so the one picture is the design, right? And it shows the front view.
Yes.
And then it's one, two, three. There's five cabinets labeled D1 through D5. And then D1 and D2 design is up there, show you what it's going to look like, what D1 and D2 are going to look like with shelving and the two separators. D3 is the center one because that's above the miter. And then the next page is what D4 is going to look like. And then the next pages are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sheets of 4x8 3/4-inch plywood. And it shows my cut drawings. So I maximized them, all my shelves and my walls and everything, my backs, where I can get the most bang for the buck on my cuts. So I'm not wasting wood.
Wow, now we're even talking about wood efficiency. That's impressive.
Yeah, now I'm working on the drawers, the lower drawers, with my automated HVAC system going to install.
So at the end of all this, do you think you'll add value to your home by having this this control?
Oh, shit, yeah. It's probably going to be the same price as my house.
The garage.
Dude, this is going to have – I'm going to run my air lines through what I have right now. So I have air drops at each station, you know, along the workbench, so I can plug in power tools, air power tools. I'll have HVAC blast gates along that desk, and then I'm going to have LED lighting along inside there that's going to be pretty nice, too.
Wow. And so, now, let's talk about
live in the garage.
Are you, what are you building now? A little bedroom? What?
Yeah.
Are there going to be any, like, gunsmith?
Oh, yeah. That's on the far right.
Loading type of modifications?
No loading stuff. I don't do loading anymore.
You don't?
Nah.
All right. Just checking. But you will. So what kind of gunsmithing stuff are you going to have?
So I have it's a 16-foot front that I'm building. So 16 feet of workbench space, drawers, and cabinets above. And on the far right side is going to be my gunsmith stuff. And that's got like, it's mostly power tools, but it's got, or air power tools. It's like an air Dremel. It's all my gun shit's down there. The vise is going to be down there, the gun vise. Everything's going to be down there for working on guns. So drawers underneath that component will be all associated with gun components.
Like that. It can be your own like playland out there.
Yeah. The middle is going to be woodworking, and then the far left will be automotive stuff, because that's where my three-tier will be. On the far left side, it'll be along that edge.
Got it. What about email? Matt, can I make a suggestion? There's got to be a place for a big screen TV out there and a fairly decent audio system so he can watch the Red Sox games. Yes?
He doesn't know me very well, does he?
I don't know.
I don't watch TV. I don't like watching TV.
You watch it all the time.
No, I watch it every once in a while when I see something, but I'm like, it's like the History Channel, National Geographic.
You watch the Red Sox, though. He specifically cited them.
Yeah, so but that's a different channel, and I get that on my phone. So that's a subscription through the actual.
Yeah, but you can cast it onto Boston. A TV. Yes.
I don't want that. I don't want distraction. You can get hurt. I'd rather, you know what? And if I can't be at a baseball game, I don't mind listening to it because I can get the same enjoyment out of it, of watching it, you know? I like the announcers when they're talking about it, especially the ones from Boston, man.
Yes, please. Do we really have to go?
You know it to be true, too. I know you just
like,
don't
I don't
like
know. I never listened to the guys. You know, one of the guys, Jerry Remy, who actually started his career with the Angels, then went to the Red Sox, then he became a broadcaster. He's been fighting, I'm not sure if it's prostate cancer. And so he fought it once. He came back and longtime broadcaster on Red Sox radio. And then, like, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 5 years ago, his son was convicted of committing murder. Yeah, it's a bad deal. But he's longtime Boston. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the
Remy's
other guy.
Been there since like the 80s. So yeah,
I'm trying to think if he was there when my dad was there.
Well, Neeson, N-E-S-E-N.
Neeson.
Neeson. They're the guys that broadcast all the stuff. So you got David.
What's his name? The guy, the relief pitcher.
David.
No, pitch for the A's.
O'Brien.
Dennis Eckersley.
No, David O'Brien is an announcer there.
Joe Castiglione.
And then, Yuri.
And then Dennis Eckersley, because he's the one that got in the argument with David Price last year.
He's a guest.
No, he's a color guy. Castiglione and the other guy are both play-by-play guys.
Castiglione is the, but he's been there for a while.
Yeah, he's the voice. Yeah, he's the voice. Yeah, and baseball getting going this weekend. The first spring training games are going, so it's about time. It's about time.
Baseball would be good.
Another cooking question. Hey Mac, you and the chef were just talking. I know Mike's a bit of a foodie. Does Mike have a way that he does stuff jalapenos? I found the advice from both your emailers and the chef to be pretty interesting about cutting jalapenos and zucchinis in an asymmetrical way so you have a larger boat so you can put more cream cheese and bacon in there. I am going to try that this weekend. Does Mike have any secret recipes for jalapenos? Mike?
It's funny you say that. I'm actually doing jalapenos this weekend. 6 pounds of them. Yeah.
6 pounds of all the jalapenos?
Yeah, I'm going to canned candied jalapenos.
Breaking news. Police in Florida have charged New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. Saying they have videotape of him paying for a sex act inside an illicit massage parlor.
Get the hell out of here.
Jupiter Police told reporters Friday that the 77-year-old Kraft has not been arrested as of yet. A warrant will be issued and his attorneys will be notified. The charge comes amid a widespread crackdown on sex trafficking in the area surrounding Palm Beach County. About 200 arrest warrants have been issued in recent days, and more are expected. So speak.
What are you talking about?
Speak of your sports teams, bro. You're the owner, Bob Kraft. What a great guy that guy is.
Yeah, I know, but come on. Bob Kraft in prostitution.
That's from the Associated Press, breaking news. You can't make it up. Maybe he just had that kink in his lower back. He had to get massaged out of there, boys.
Yeah, they're like, shit, man. We got what's-his-face from Empire all over the news. We got the two dingbats in office. We need something to distract the American populace. Hey, Bob Kraft, sex ring. Run it.
ESPN, Patriots Kraft charged with solicitation of prostitution. The top story on ESPN right now.
You're like, I mean, if this is true, then he would be the stupidest person. I mean, he's a billionaire.
No, the guy on Empire is the stupidest.
No, that guy, I expect that from guys like that.
Oh, you do? So you don't, Kraft, yeah. You expect more from?
I mean, if you're a billionaire.
Really?
You and can't? You're buying hookers, you're not getting the ones off the street.
Hello?
You know? It's like a closed organization that you know, it's word of mouth that you can order, you know, through your associates, and they put them on flight jets, you know, a Gulfstream, and fly them all over the world to you.
Yeah. I think they're called your personal assistant, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're not at a titty bar putting down $1 bills as a billionaire and going, hey, lady, come here.
Yeah, you as a lance corporal on a budget, right? Hey, go on, look, it's going to be a crazy hour, but that's all we can save for until we run out of $1 bills.
Yeah, I got $40, folks.
Bob,
I mean, come on, no, Bob Kraft.
Wait,
I mean, that's
hold on. Here's another email. Mac, are you joking? No, I'm not. It just popped. This story just
he's not joking.
I'm not joking. But again, Bob Kraft, village idiot, right?
Yeah,
for every reason Mike said, all he has to do is like call his guy and say, hey, could you send Eloise over? Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Kraft.
Yeah.
Eloise comes driving in her Ferrari. This is her only job, by the way. She has one client, Bob Kraft.
Yeah, and she only works like three days out of the year. Exactly. She makes $875,000.
Exactly. You want to know why? Because
who doesn't want that job?
Because she can. Hi, Mr. Yeah. Kraft. Oh my God! It's like.
Yeah, and like I said, and he gets busted for, going after a prostitute that's walking the street in Miami.
No, she was actually. Well, this it's kind of an interesting story, and it goes back to the human trafficking that goes on in this country, which. If you talk to law enforcement people, they will tell you.
Yeah, it's more than what you believe.
Yeah, most people would be stunned when the girls that get right pressed into this in Latin America, you know, and other illegal immigrants, they get yoked up by these people and ensnared in this, and it's pretty gross. So there you go. Bob Kraft running afoul of the law. Speaking of Mike's favorite teams, well done, Mike.
Oh, I'm not a Patriot fan.
What?
Don't. No, I've never been a Patriot fan.
You have the Mark Simmet jersey that's a Patriot jersey.
No, I don't. I don't have a jersey. Oh, they're cheaters, man. They're not allowed in this house.
What are you talking about? They're your team.
The Patriots?
Oh,
no.
You're right. They're not your team. Why did I think they were your team?
I don't know, but I am not.
The Cowboys are your team because the Vikings used to be your team, and then the Vikings betrayed you, so you quit the Vikings.
Right, yeah. But the Vikings said, you know what? Screw the fans. We're doing what we want to do.
And so that transgression, that act of aggression, Mike could not stand, and he relinquished his devotion to his team forever, and now he's a Cowboy fan. Bob Woodward was not really impressed with that, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'm not put on earth to impress Bob. Sorry, Bob.
Sorry, Bob. Yeah. You and you're like, oh, I'm only loyal to my teams. Yeah, the cheating Red Wings.
I'm the Patriot.
Speaking of human smuggling. And trafficking in people. The Red Wings learned how to traffic in Russian hockey players very early in the National Hockey League relationship with those guys. So well done, Red Wings. You and your Stanley Cups. Stevie Eiserman. Hua. Another email. What in God's name is the world coming to? How old is Bob Kraft? Does it make a difference how old he is, right?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter? I think it does matter.
There are 22-year-old girls that would date a 90-year-old man if he had $1 billion.
90?
Okay. Oh,
there is no limit.
No, perhaps not 90, but...
77. 77 is the new 40, don't you know?
Look at the picture of him and Jamie McCarthy. He dated Ricky... Noel Lander, who was 39 years his junior.
Who did?
crap.
Come on.
Yeah, there's a picture. It looks like his granddaughter.
It is his granddaughter. What, they dated?
Yeah.
Where do you find this kind of information?
Huh?
Where do you find this information?
I have my... I just sent it to you.
You're deep diving on Bob Kraft? This is...
God, she's like, are you serious?
This is awesome. Chick? This is awesome.
Kraft has dated actress. If you pull up Ricky Noel Lander, look at her.
How about Bob Kraft's girlfriends? Do you think he'll be up there with Derek Jeter?
Oh, I bet he pulls better looking chicks than Derek Jeter does.
I don't know. Derek Jeter, man, you go through his litany.
Yeah.
She's an attractive girl, but nobody comes close to Derek Jeter.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why is she an actress?
Yeah, I don't know what she acts in, though.
It looks so weird, though, doesn't it? I mean...
It looks sad.
Yeah.
Unless you're Bob Kraft.
Yeah, but...
Then it's freaking pretty cool.
Yeah, if you're Bob Kraft, it's pretty cool, but... Yeah, I don't... That's kind of weird, man. That's a little bit too much, okay? You know, Bob should be like what? He should be like women in their 50s and stuff. That would be good, right?
You're 77?
77,
I don't know, man.
And she's... How old is she? She's 39?
Born in 1979.
80 would be 20... She's 39.
Yeah, it's his... What kind can it be his granddaughter?
Could it be his great-granddaughter? 77. No, it could be his great-granddaughter.
No, it can't be his great-great-granddaughter.
It could be his granddaughter. Whew. That's impressive, man. That's impressive. Yeah.
Well, it depends on what side you're on.
They're not married. That's his girl, right?
That's his girl from 2012.
Well, why is he going to see a prostitute then?
He's also dated a girl named Masha Lund, born in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Well, here's his wife. His wife's name is Myra.
Myra. She just looks like a nice lady.
Yeah. He gets rid of
dude, Bob, you are the man. You dated this chick?
My God. Who else? So,
hey, pull up Masha, M-A-S-H-A Lund, L-U-N-D. Masha Lund. He dated her. Good job, Bob. Now, that's a girl if you date. You just go, shh, don't say nothing. Just don't ruin the... Don't talk.
Don't ruin the moment.
Don't talk.
What kind of music do you think they listen to? So they get in the car and, you know, the radio comes on.
I guess if you're Masha and you're dating a billionaire, whatever Bob wants.
Whatever Bob wants. That's, you know what? That is the way it goes. Millionaire rules, man. Millionaire rules. Another email. Bob Kraft will never, ever come close to being convicted of this. He will roll his big-time attorneys in there, and this charge is going to be settled. First of all, at 77 years of age, he probably misunderstood when she said, do you want happy ending? He probably thought...
He didn't show that kind of place. That's what I'm trying to say. He didn't... No. Did you pull up Masha Lund?
My God.
You bad boy, Bob.
Happy ending. That's. Oh, my God. It's too funny. Bob.
There's some pictures of old Myra Kraft, and Myra looks like Bob's mother.
Oh, really?
A lot older than. Yeah.
Whoa. Masha Lund? Really?
Yeah, that's his. What is his girlfriend's? Yeah.
You know what? That's pathetic. Really? I mean, you look at a woman like that, you're like, really? Come on. Are you that hurting for money? He's a really nice guy. Yeah, he is. All right.
Oh, he's really pleasant to hang around.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's wonderful.
He's such a gentleman.
I can't wait to see the New York newspapers.
I can't find this in men my own age.
Exactly. What?
Tell yourself that, darling.
$1 billion?
Yes. And $1 billion has nothing to do with it?
No. Like, why do you think that would make a difference to me? Well, because you're a shallow jackass? That's the reason I would think that.
If I would have been born a very good-looking girl, I would have done the same thing, though.
You would have?
Yeah, I would have been as shallow as, I mean, like depth. Rain on a sidewalk, baby.
That would be you?
That's how I'd be, yep. I'd have my own G35. Or my G5, G6.
Making everybody pay? Everybody's paying now, boys.
Okay. Yeah, if I was old Mashallah, dude, I don't even know what money looks like because I've never even touched it. you guys actually have to pay for this?
Oh, what? It costs money? What is that? It just...
does money look like? Yeah, Can you show me what a money looks like?
It just happens. All this stuff just happens in my life. I don't really understand how.
Yeah. I mean, food's there. Houses are there. Cars are there. People's clothes are there. I don't know what money looks like.
Flights just happen. Cars come. Yeah. I go.
Assistance.
Yeah. There you have it. That is the life of the hottie right there. That is exactly how you do it.
That would be me.
That's right.
Someone would say, do you have any change? What?
What's
the change?
I don't understand.
You know, money. What's money?
No entiendo. No entiendo nada.
I have no comprehension of what you're talking about. What is this thing you speak of that you actually have to pay for something? What?
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. And then some smart ass be like, what do you think? How do you think you get all this stuff? I just wake up and it's here. What are you talking about? Duh.
Hold on. Bob Kraft spokesperson categorically denies Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity.
I know.
Thank you. That means that the attorneys are on the line. This is going to get ugly. Yeah. I thought she meant, did I want her life to have a happy ending? You know I'm partially deaf. At 77, hello. Okay.
Is Bob a Democrat or a Republican? I think he's a Republican, isn't he?
He's got to be a Republican. You don't have that kind of money and become a Democrat. All right.
So Bob needs to buy Florida.
and dismiss his own charges?
Yeah. And then once he buys it, then the DA, the attorney general, says, works for him, and he just says, drop this. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Early. Hold on. Here's an email. Mac, here's a rock-solid defense, and it goes with your hearing thing. I did not have my hearing aids in. I didn't understand what she was doing, and I couldn't resist. I thought it was consensual sex. Boom, done, out.
We're not saying sex now. Don't be spreading rumors. Don't be spreading rumors.
He's going to play. He's going to play the I was confused, I'm 77 card. Don't be age hating. Yeah, just because I'm old, discriminate against me. Oh my God, this is.
Can you imagine being Bob Kraft's son? He is the president. Of the Kraft family, the Kraft group, the holding company of the Kraft family's many businesses.
And?
I just don't know. What kind of childhood do you think he had growing up?
Close with your dad, playing catch all the time.
He's the only son, right? Yeah.
Oh, is he? How many kids does he have?
Bob?
Bob, yeah.
He only had...
How many kids does he acknowledge having?
He has John, Daniel, Joshua, and David.
Yeah, I thought there was a few more Krafts than one.
But John is the oldest. He's worth $6.6 billion.
The son is?
No. Well, yeah. Dad's 6.6.
Oh, the sun is zero.
Well, once Ricky Noel Lander leaves them, we'll see what she takes.
Five. She'll take 5 of the 6 billion.
No, there's got to be something.
Some kind of agreement?
Yeah. Imagine this. All the boys in the Kraft family are all in the business in the Kraft group.
Hello. Like, what else?
How about doing something on your own? Get off the dad's coattails.
Please. Why would we do that?
Shit. You know, if I was born a Kraft son, yeah, I'd be a taxi cab driver.
No, you wouldn't.
Sure, no, yeah, I would be.
You would be Mark Simmet all over the world.
No, I'd be a taxi cab driver.
No, you wouldn't. You would not. Trust me, I know you.
I would.
Now, there's a 50... the Boston Herald, right? Breaking news. Patriots owner Robert Kraft charged with soliciting prostitution. Headline. Patriots owner Robert Kraft charged in prostitution. Now
oh, it's all over the news now. It's like, well, bam, bam, bam.
But the Herald knows that you want to try to screw over Bob Kraft in his moment of need, better be careful. You better really quickly get his denial up there in bold, in just as big headlines as you got the accusation, right? Because this is
a bullshit charge. Someone's trying to take him down because he's connected to Trump.
Is he?
Yeah, they're buddies.
But then there you have it, right?
Dethrone Trump or a Kraft. They can't get him with the Me Too movement because everybody that's ever been with him said yes. It's all the 28-year-olds.
Hey, did you see that somebody spray painted Me Too on the statue of that sailor kissing that nurse that was taken in Times Square?
And Isn't that sad?
There's a statue of it in San Diego. I mean, give me a break.
Isn't that sad?
Listen to this. This is how stupid, this is, you know what, this, I'm going to completely support your case for the extinction of the human race, okay?
Oh, finally, okay.
Okay, there's a general by the name of Lee who was the father of the Army Airborne Movement, okay? And there's a statue and a museum to him in Virginia, I think, all right? Exactly. So he's a World War II guy, and and the statue is in, hold on, I gotta find a story. Here it is. North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They vandalized the statue because they thought it was Robert E. Lee. Okay, the statue doesn't look anything like... The statue's of a World War II guy, not of a Confederate general. Mark Johnson, curator of the General William C. Lee Airborne Museum in Dunn, North Carolina, told WNCN that he never thought the outrage surrounding the Confederate monuments would ever affect his museum. This is a hometown grown boy here who turned out to be an international hero of World War II. So the idiots are so stupid, right?
See, this is why it needs to happen, because stupidity is a disease. It's spreading. It's contagious.
And so
you can catch stupid.
They tried to set the statue on fire to deface it. Yeah. I mean, it's just like
a stone. Wait, a stone statue they started on fire?
Yes.
I'm telling you, don't catch stupid. It's going around.
Johnson said he also believes the vandals who poured flammable liquid on the statue and set it on fire mistook the statue for the other general lady. I think it was.
Oh, I mistook the statue for wood, probably.
I think it was a big mistake. Why would you do something like this, right? The General William C. Lee statue is clearly wearing a military uniform more modern than the one worn in the Civil War. Johnson also told the TV station that his General Lee was not a racist. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's crazy, man.
This just in. According to Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr, Kraft was charged with two counts of soliciting another to commit prostitution. The misdemeanor charge stems from two separate visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter. Kerr said the acts were caught on video surveillance. We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft was engaged in any illegal activity, a spokesman for Kraft said in a statement released to NBC. Because this is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further.
This is stupid. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling you. If you're going to go look for a massage, stay out of Jupiter, Florida, baby.
It's contagious right now.
Stay out of Jupiter, Florida.
What was going through their minds? Hey, what do you want to do with that statue? Let's burn it. Okay. Because stone comes from where? Trees?
No.
Or?
Yeah.
Wood. It's
trees.
Like that.
Trees.
Yeah, good choice. You know, it's like that famous funny quote in Monty Python Holy Grail. What floats on water? Very small rocks. You know, and I love that part because, you know, they're trying to make fun of stupidity, and they do a very good job of it.
Always.
But when he's like, what else floats? A duck. What else? Very small pebbles. But, you know, that's the humor in this. But that's what these guys do. They're like, really? Small? So, that would work. Let's like the, because the statue, we burn the stone. I'm trying to think of what they would be thinking. Like, how do you get to the thought of, let's bring a bunch of gas cans and burn the rock? Or maybe if it's bronze, maybe they thought,
hey,
we get it, we light it on fire, it'll melt.
Look, we talk about a life without consequences, right? Where you can fail all your courses in public schools, but they don't hold you back. They just excrete you at some point, right?
Right.
And this is the product of this. We can't even burn down the right statues anymore. That's how stupid we are as a country. That's disturbing. That's disturbing.
Yeah, when you can't figure out what would be the accelerant to cause damage to certain material, you're stupid
and you're burning down the wrong statue. You're so stupid.
I just got that helmet on.
I just told
they have helmets in the Civil War.
Didn't they? I thought they
did. No, because we didn't study the Civil War, because this just the mere comment of study the Civil War would have been racist.
No, well, we actually did. I just didn't pay attention. Don't you know, man? You paid attention? No, I don't know, man. Lee, man. General Lee. Come on.
The guy's name's Lee. His name could have been Mook San Lee from Thailand, and they still would have burned him.
You're right.
This guy, Mook San Lee, he was a general in the Confederate Army.
What?
But he's wearing he looks like a Buddhist statue to me. No.
It's just light. It's just the moonlight.
Yeah, that's his robe at night when he was done trooping the lines in, in Richmond. He'd put on this robe, and it looked like he was a Buddhist.
He put on his Asian robe.
Yeah, oh Mook San Lee. That guy's freaking a racist. He's a Confederate soldier.
Oh, my God.
God, I just can't believe how stupid people are getting. We need that meteor, man. We need it.
It's time. It's time. And that's if
it's
you
time.
Do.
It is.
And, you know, this. It's not like, you know, we avoid.
And I'm willing to go, too.
We avoid stories like this, okay? Because I was just flipping through the news feed today. And, you know, you see this, and it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
This is, like, crazy. This is
I'd
crazy.
Be that crazy guy. If they announced a comet was going to strike the Earth within a year, I'd be driving around with a truck with a billboard in the back.
Finally. My prayers have been answered. Yeah. See y'all later.
See y'all on the other side, suckers.
How funny.
Oh.
How funny. Look, this is awesome. Breaking news. And... Look, but nobody is stupider than that kid on TV this week, Right. I mean, that guy, like, Empire
Kid?
Yeah, that, like, redefines what it is to be an idiot. Right? You first of all, you think you could pull...
No.
You could pull
He's
this
not
thing
stupid,
off.
Mac.
What is he?
The ones defending him.
Oh, that's even better.
When, yeah, those... So, yeah, you're right. Whatever his name is. I don't even know his name.
He's gone. He's got a weird name.
Junto Omelette or something like that?
I don't know. He's
but,
got a weird
so
name.
Let's just call him Junto Omelette. So he's got buddies, well-known buddies that are like, you know, oh, this is not like him. This is, you know, like, what? This guy, it is exactly... I mean, when you look at the details of this, I mean, it fits perfectly with this kind of guy.
But you know what? It's just it's you watch it and you're like, okay, these guys who you decide you're going to do this stupid thing, right? And mm-hmm. he sent that letter, and there wasn't a big hue and cry, and that's the thing that's going to get him in federal prison. He sent that letter. With that cutout stuff that he cut out of a magazine, calling himself a, right, use the N-word and
right.
fag and all that stuff. And it didn't go anywhere. But here's the deal. You know what he put in that envelope? He put in white powder in that envelope.
Ibuprofen crushed up.
Yeah. He put that in there. And that's a federal terrorism charge.
Yeah, it's a Patriot Act thing.
Yeah, that kid.
That's
going
to put him in the.
And so what are we going to do? Oh, he's on TV, so we'll just look the other way. No, dude, you're going to jail.
No, he's a nobody. And so they got to make an example of this one. And even the liberals are like, if he's guilty, burn.
Yeah. No, you
they
saw.
They can't let this one.
No, you saw a fair number of prominent black people in the media saying, hey, look, man. We fight this stuff, and there's actual racism that goes on around the country. And when people do stuff like this, then what that does is it raises the squelch level. So the next person that actually has something happen, what you have is the reaction of everybody is, yeah, they're probably lying about it. And
yeah.
that's just wrong as wrong could be. It's pretty interesting. I just saw a couple snippets of the police chief of Chicago and his remarks yesterday, saying that how disgusted he was with all of this. And then he said, I just wish the people of Chicago that pay the price for the gun violence in this city got a tenth of the coverage that this stupidity got. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, his name is Juicy Smollett. Juicy.
Nice.
Jussie.
Whatever. Yeah, gonna go bye bye. And you know,
his name is gonna be 16749.
Oh, no shit. You know, but this, I was gonna say the stupid part, but the whole thing is absolutely stupid.
You know what? I remember when this guy came out.
He's still maintaining. He's still maintaining that he's innocent too, right?
Yeah.
This rush to judgment, like, all right, dude, look, how about this? No comment. Yeah, I'll give you some advice.
Yeah.
How about this? Just no comment. So stupid.
Oh, so here's the Washington Post. World War II's most iconic kiss wasn't romantic. It was assault.
What?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it, man. Washington Post, World War II's most iconic kiss, because he just died. That guy just passed away.
Yeah, 90-something years old, passed away.
Yeah. Wasn't romantic. It was assault. The sailor who grabbed and kissed a stranger in Times Square on VG Day. Questions have resurfaced whether Americans should continue to celebrate the now iconic embrace. First publicized in Life magazine. And the image has since been honored by magazine covers. But this week, someone scribbled graffiti on the statue in Sarasota. Me too, read the angry red paint. And heated debates about the vandalism. So here's what we do. We find everybody that thinks that this was assault. We put them in a locked cage and we drop it in water.
Oh, come on. No need to be violent. Can we just love...
I didn't say over their heads.
We just need to love them more.
No. We need to eliminate that.
Oh, let's not be... Let's just send them someplace like the Canada.
Go to the island.
Go to Canada. The island doesn't exist, though. That's what bothers me. We can talk about the island.
It does in my mind. I think of... It makes me happy to think... Oh, what they could be doing on the island right now.
The one-way ticket.
Yeah. Here's your monthly schedule of what you're going to be doing. There's only one day here. Yeah. Can't figure that one out. You're not that smart. That's why you're here.
It exists in my mind, though. That reminds me of the great George Costanza saying, Jerry, it's not a lie if you believe it.
That's right. Sir, excuse me, but today's Monday. On my itinerary, there's nothing that's scheduled for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Yeah, you're right. I don't understand. You will. Soon. You only have Monday. That's it, Monday. There is no Tuesday. No Wednesday. But, yeah, this stuff, Me Too movement, the iconic photograph of him kissing somebody. What is going on?
Yeah. It was celebrated as this moment of joyous euphoria when the second half of World War II ended and there would be peace. Right? And I don't know. You know, if you want to analyze the image, right? I mean, throughout history, when she would be interviewed, I don't think she ever said that, yeah, that really sucked. I wasn't really happy that happened. I don't know. The whole political correctness thing, you know.
But we can stomp this out. We could just tell the person, people that are doing this, stop.
Stop? You can start tracking them down on Facebook and going to their houses?
No, I don't want to do that.
Right. You know, can I tell you something? I am sleeping better.
Why? What are you doing? Reading?
No. I'm just sleeping better.
Oh, there's an interview of Greta in 2005.
Greta who?
The girl that was kissed.
Yeah, she's been all
21. Over. And who was the sailor that kissed you? I don't have a clue because he didn't give his name or anything. I didn't see the picture till late 60s. They go through this, blah, 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 blah. George Mendoza, yes, he lives in it. He lives in Rhode Island. That's right. Okay, so... I'm looking for. Did he say anything to you when he kissed you? No. It was just an act of silence. He just grabbed you, gave you a kiss, and was gone? Oh, yeah. We both left, went on our way, and I found out later he and a fiance at the time.
Oh.
Okay, so there's a lot of people claim to this. You know, so definitely not. What is no picture? Okay, in the book, I don't see where she says
she doesn't say that ever.
No, she doesn't ever say. Yeah, I felt violated.
It's just somebody else. Somebody else is saying that.
Is speaking for her.
Yeah, saying that. You know, and it would be one thing if she said, you know, when she was originally interviewed, there's pictures of them together years later, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, it would have been one thing if she said, you know, that wasn't a very pleasant experience for me. I'd rather not comment on it. Then you would say, oh, well, that was an unwarranted advance. And there would be some intellectual basis for extrapolating that into Me Too. But... there is none.
There is none. So don't just pull in there because you think it suits yours.
Well, that's exactly what happened. So So, but and then again, Jeff Kenney did this really funny thing on Wednesday when he was on. He linked being a racist to global warming, and he said, so look, if I don't believe in global warming, guess what I found out I am? I said, what? And he said, a racist. I said, what? How do we get there? He said, I don't know, but you are. He said, there's a whole series of dominoes, Mac. You don't believe in global warming, then you're a racist. I said, oh, okay, I understand that. He said, yeah, go figure. So it was hilarious. But that is the whole cascade of dominoes. Oh, you're one of those guys. What does that mean? You know, and so it is how it goes.
Yeah.
It is how it goes. What do you think the world will be like in like 60 years?
Hopefully gone, but it won't be. So it'll be stupid. It would just be nothing but stupid.
Yeah, I would be curious to see what the United States would be like in 50 years. If it's still the dominant country in the
world.
God,
I hope I'm not here.
Or if China has eclipsed it. And what is the world that China would run? What is that fucker?
Hopefully
look
not stupid people. I hope China, whoever takes over, just figure it out and just get rid of this stupid shit. I don't care who's in charge. Hell, it could be the Estonians for all I care about.
The Estonians are barely taking over their own country. Okay, they're not taking over anything else, but. Yeah, let me just tell you, but there needs to be a revolution in China. Right? We need to start sending.
There needs to be a revolution here.
There needs to be. There is a revolution. AOC, she's leading it. And Bernie Sanders. They're the salt and pepper of the new socialist order of the United States. But there needs to be a revolution in China, man. The Chinese need to throw off that yoke of idiocy. And, here's another question. Are there any videos that Gunner has watched about Pimp My Garage? There's some really cool shit that you could put in there, and a big screen TV has to be one of them.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does. Go buy a used one from somebody, put it out there.
I have a bunch of spare TVs in the house. I don't need another one.
We're talking about the garage, though. We're talking about Pimp My Ride, Pimp My Garage. We're not talking about things you need, because you don't need to do this.
Yo, I do need to do this.
Did you just go, oh, yeah, Joe? Did you do that to me?
Yeah, I said, Joe. I do need to do this, man. This is on the to-do list.
It is.
Yeah, especially I got all these plans drawn up.
No, yeah, you have your life invested in it now, so we got.
Dude, I got like the drawers drawn up. Side, I have my stringers. Everything. I mean, I have like.
What are you most excited about? Here's what I don't really like about your setup right now. I think. Yeah, there's got to be a work spot where there is no drawers so that you can slide your stool kind of chair thing, and it you're right up against the counter. So I hope there's
it's going to have the countertop's going to have an overhang.
It's going to have an overhang over the drawers?
Of the drawers.
Yeah, but there needs to be a vacant place in there that you kind of plug into, and that countertop can be like against your chest.
No, I don't like it. I don't like being that close.
That's a mistake.
That's a mistake. Probably like 4 or 5 inches away.
I think that's a mistake.
I'm not eating out there.
I know, but you're going to be doing work. And if you're seated and you're doing work, you need some kind of recessed cavity to be able to do that. This is clearly wrongheaded. I'm against it now. I forbid this to be built.
Okay. Well, you just got overruled.
since I'm coming to Texas to enforce it, I will issue you a cease and desist order on that right now. I'm going to be in Texas a couple times now.
I'll have the rest for trespassing.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Texas in April here coming up, and then in June. When is Vooch's change of command?
June.
Sometime in June.
Let me see. You said June, Vooch's. 09 on 15 June.
15 June. Granbury, Texas. Yeah, so I've talked to a friend of ours, Mike and I's, and
he's actually closer to drive than Waco.
So that's crazy. This happens in the last 48 hours. So actually, I was looking for directions to get to a place called Fiddler's Green on Camp Pendleton, and I didn't know where it was because I've never been, because none of my Artie guys, friends, have ever invited me to go there, which they heard about, Mike Frazier, Chris Tavuchis. So I call Mike Musselman. He doesn't answer. I call Chris Tavuchis, Vooch, as he's known to us, the Greek. So he answers because they were having a snow day in D.C. Mac, what's up? And so I said, hey, man, how do I get to Fiddler's Green? So he gives me directions. And
I gave you directions.
I know. But I was just letting you do that because he had already given me directions. I didn't want to hurt your self-esteem. So anyway, so he tells me that he's, you know, hey, you need to come to my change of command. Mike Frazier's coming out, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. So I look up. So I mention it to Mike, and Mike looks up and goes, hey, man, that's like 120 miles, 150 miles from Granbury. And he said, we should go. So I said, okay. So then I'm at the gym last night, and I'm working out, and I get a text message, right, from Ferg, right? And so James Ferguson runs the Warrior Reunion Foundation. Okay, he's been on the program before. So yesterday, I was talking about how odd it is to me, as I continue to like excavate post-traumatic winning, why nobody senior to us ever looked at us and said, you guys need to talk about this shit. Mm-hmm. And Mike and I were even talking about it yesterday. So when I went to put it up on the internet yesterday, I was looking, I was searching for an image that said unburden, right? And so I put Marine unburden, and this picture came up, and it's a picture of three Marines, and you can see it on the website right now. And something bad has happened. Right, and Marine's got his head down on the shoulder of another Marine, who's got his hand around his shoulder, and another Marine sitting to the on the other side of the Marine got his hand on his shoulder as well. And I thought, wow. And so as I'm walking into workout, I get this text from Ferguson, and he says, "Hey Mac, that picture that you used today is of me." And he said, "We had just lost Lance Corporal at the Kajaki Dam." And we had just brought him back, and that was one of his best friends, and that's myself and my battery gunny, blah, 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 blah. So we start talking, and I said, hey, I hope I didn't dredge up anything unpleasant. And he said, no, man. He said, I'm just happy that it can be used to kind of, you know, connotate what you're talking about, which is this whole thing of unburdening yourself. And I said, how cool. And then so he said, hey, and we start talking. Then he said, hey, Josh is coming down. I'm doing a thing with Lima 3-1. 3rd Battalion guys from Fallujah are having a reunion. And Josh Goldberg, Dr. Goldberg, is going to be, and we're doing it in Waco. He said, it'd be cool if you could come. And I said, what? And so I look up, like, where's Waco? it's like, what, 200 miles?
Paco.
Yeah, it's like, what, 200 miles from it? On the big map, it looks pretty close. You see, like, Dallas-Fort Worth, you see Granbury, and then to the right, you see Waco. And you're like, I'm like, holy shit, man. That's, like, right close to Mike. And so so I think we're all going to head down there. And they've got about 75 to 100 Marines, and they've got, like, 8 Gold Star families going to be there. So I think we're going to head down there and do post-traumatic winning down there. So that'll be cool to be with Marines and to be with families and stuff like that. So but again, both of them, oddly enough, both these events, like, near Mike. So me, I'm going to get my Granbury merit badge on again. So fired up. And
yeah,
this time
actually,
I
George, when you come here, we're going to meet George.
Who's George? Oh, I need to meet George. And then we need to go to Christina's.
I don't know if you're ready for that yet. No, you'll go.
Me and Henrietta are gone.
You're gone. If you call her that, you ain't changed.
You outed her. You used her real name.
Oh, I can't. I don't know what you're talking about.
You did the other day. You were like, oh,
no
blah, blah, blah. Candygram. The all right. What are you doing this weekend? Anything exciting?
Finishing up my plans.
candy.
I'm making candied jalapenos.
Oh. And so, do you freeze them?
No, can.
Oh, can. Can.
So ice. Chop them all up, mix the syrup. You know, put them in there. Put them in jars.
Pickled.
Put them in, seal them up. Put them in hot water. Boil them for 30 minutes, and then, candy. So we're gonna make those. Those take a week, 4 weeks, mature.
No kidding. After you put them in the jar, what? And then you just eat them? Do you use them?
Yeah. No, just take them out with a fork and put them on anything, dude. Right. Oh. Right.
Yeah. This was kind of this was it was actually amusing. Somebody said the first time I did this, I screwed up the cut on a jalapeno, so I had like 2/3 of it and 1/3 of it. I threw the 1/3 of it away, but I packed the rest of it full of bacon, cream cheese. And then I'd stirred some spices in this cream cheese, and he said, that's the way I do it now. I don't bother with two, like, smaller halves. He said, I load up on one. I played some audio at the start of the show this morning that made me laugh, and I'll share it with you before you leave. But it's correspondence on Iwo Jima. And one of them says, I'm here with Dr. Mike Musselman. He's a Navy doctor in support of the 21st Marine Regiment.
That's a good dude right there.
Yeah, I mean, but it's in keeping with the time, right, Mike? He says, Doc, where are you from? And he says, 324 East 57th Street in New York City. he gives his address. And it's just like, oh, that's so cool. Because he gives it. And you're listening to it. Right, and, yeah.
2318 Bordeaux Drive.
That's exactly what he did. And you're just, and it just, so I was sitting here listening to it last night, and I just started laughing. I said, that is awesome, man. When we were a country that you could do that, and you didn't have to worry about, like, somebody going and ransacking your house or spray painting Me Too on your house or some other bullshit. So, whatever.
Right.
It's funny, though. Very cool. Very cool. All right. I'll let you go. Have a good weekend.
All right. I'm sure I'll talk to you.
All right. See you, Mike. There you have it, the one and only Michael Christopher Musselman here on a Friday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your one and only home for it. That's right. The All Warrior Radio Network. I think somehow or other Joe knows when I'm off the air, my dog. Because he does this thing now where he will lay, and I don't know if it's the music that he hears. When he hears that song by Steve Winwood, he knows that he can get petted after that. So I just turned that thing on, and he came, but it's only started happening within the last week. Jojo, the most loyal dog ever. Jack's not as loyal as Joe is. Jack will come out, he'll check things out, and be like, yeah, I'm going back to sleep. Joe, if you're out doing something, Joe's with you. He'll sit there and hang out with you and watch you the whole time. Yeah. Have a great weekend. If you're out and about and you want to listen to All Marine Radio, you'll hear the best interviews. Today's program will play for the next probably 20 hours or so, and then starting tomorrow morning, the best interviews of the week. And let me just tell you, this week it was awesome. You listen to the chef today and you learn a little bit about white pepper and black pepper and how to make great stuffed jalapenos, or if you're not a jalapeno person, zucchini works just as good. But yesterday's interview with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Como, awesome. It's entitled, Not Yet Openly at War, But Still Mostly at Peace, The Future of the Marine Corps. Listen to that. It's about roles and missions. All right. There's also an interview, if you've never listened to it, you need to. PFC Cal Humphrey that I put up on Wednesday, and that is a He was with the 27th Marine Regiment on Iwo Jima. Mandatory listening if you're going to be an All-Marine Radio listener. Listen to that. If you want to listen to something that's both interesting and funny, listen to Lynch and Kenny on Wednesday. That's great. On Monday, now that was, yeah, on Monday. On Tuesday, Bob Woodruff was on. Yeah, he of ABC News. His story is absolutely interesting. And he was wounded in Iraq when an IED went off, and he took shrapnel to his head. So that's really interesting. On Tuesday in the first hour, okay, another piece of mandatory listening, and that is this. A guy named Mike Ritland, who's a former Navy SEAL, does a podcast called Mike Drop. He interviewed former CBS journalist Laura Logan, who came out and had some very, very interesting and frank things to say about the media. And don't miss that either, right? So that's hour one on Tuesday. And then on Monday, Alex Hollings was on, and we had a real interesting conversation about Andy McCabe's interview and how much major, major news outlets get wrong. And this latest story is case in point. You would think at some point, right, after the thing that happened to the high school kids from Kentucky, at some point we stop this rush to, I won't even say rush to judgment, because it's not judgment, it's rush to smear, rush to whatever, that we slow it down. Because, I mean, how many times can you be professionally embarrassed by this stuff before you say, you know what, we should really, like, actually maybe try to, you know, do the things that journalists are supposed to do. And so, interesting conversation with Alex about that. So, yeah, check it out. That was on Monday, on President's Day. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday. All Marine Radio on a Friday. Over and out.